evening in Gaza. Because of a shortage of fuel, many neighborhoods get only 6 hours of electricity per day. Few cars pass along the usually congested streets. Long lines form when a station has fuel, and the price for fuel and cooking gas has tripled when they can be found at all. Ayman Khabain is a tailor. He says he, like most businessmen, hardly works because there is no electricity and no fuel for generators.
Today, the only thing working is construction. This is where most of the people are working in Gaza. The rest of the industrial sectors, you could say 90%, maybe more, are totally stopped.
Abu Muhammad repairs and sells used generators. He says any other business is impossible.
We cannot sell chicken. We cannot open a garage because there's no electricity. We cannot buy hay for the animals because there is no water. One day they cut the water, one day they cut the electricity.
Analysts say the crisis is due in part to a political standoff with Egypt, which supplies Gaza's fuel. Hamas controls Gaza and wants the fuel to come directly from Egypt instead of through a cargo crossing with Israel. Egypt reportedly refuses to allow the fuel to pass because it wants Israel, which has an economic blockade on Hamas, to continue to be seen as responsible for Gaza's problems. Israel views Hamas as a terrorist group. Hamas spokesman Ismail Radwan blames the crisis on the Israeli government.
The problem is not us. We are trying our best to ease the pressure on the Palestinian people. The problem is because of the siege, the oppressive, immoral, and inhuman siege.
Regardless of who is to blame, Gazans are growing increasingly angry over the crisis and are demanding a solution be found. Last week, Israel and Hamas allowed some fuel tankers to cross from the Jewish state. More deliveries are being negotiated. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Gaza City.